This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Top left side of the page. Subscribe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of the page. 1-866-582-9933. I got to tell you a little bit of a story. Just the other day, we were taking my son. Not in our backyard, but we had a go a ways, and we had brought him to get his license, and yoo-hoo, he passed, right? And interestingly enough, I had to go drop some packages off because we get orders all day long. By the way, check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the store. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the store. Also consider becoming a son or a daughter of Liberty. Keep us out there, friends. That's how this all works here. We don't have sponsors, just so you know. That's GCN. But interestingly enough, I go into the post office and I listen to this lady talking to another guy about Oceanside, California, because we've done a ton of stuff out in California. And I struck up a conversation, and right away she looked at me and she says, "I know you." I said, "How's that?" She said, "Yours is my favorite blog." She said, "I read it every single day." She said, "You are so needed in this time." Well, praise God that the Lord knows what he's doing. But I just want to encourage others that you might understand there's a lot of people across this country that are listening to the show, not because we're smarter than anybody else. No. Remember, God speaks to the heart, not the head, right? There's a lot of smart people out there that don't know how to tell the truth. We don't want anything to do with them. The Bible says the king's heart is in the Lord's hand, and he can turn it whithersoever he wills. That's all that this ministry is. That's what you're hearing in the morning. That's what you're hearing in the afternoon. We're led of the Spirit, period. Romans 8:14. Okay? We're not here of our own accord. We didn't apply for the job. We're responding to the one that sacrificed his son for our freedoms. That's what this is all about. John 3:16 now makes sense, right? We're a blood-bought people in the natural and in the spiritual. Revelation 1:5. Read that when you get a moment. But in saying that, friends, don't feel like you're alone because the opposite is true. Don't feel like you're alone. The opposite is true. I want to show you something really quick, and then I'm going to take my friend Diana, who's been holding on for some time here, and I want you to check this out. This is Justin Trudeau's wake-up call over in Canada. Again, this is one of the other images they don't want you to see concerning how the truckers are, in fact, doing exactly what they said that they would do. They're up in protest and defiance towards the tyrants there in that particular country because they're not going to give themselves over to a new system of vaccine passports. And that's all this is, friends. That's all this is they are corralling you into a new system where they have more control over the lives of their subjects. And the American people and people on a global basis, be encouraged right now, because it's for us. And for such a time as this, it's for us to stand up and deal with the bad guys now, because we have the authority under God in doing so, the lawful authority. Okay? Just wanted to make sure everybody understood this is not a message of gloom and doom in any sense of the word. Thank you for holding on, Diana from Montana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What have you to say, my friend?
Well, hello. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, as I've learned over the many years of listening to your program, that there are just versus unjust wars. And one of the things that I'm really amused by with the whole truckers is how their horns sound blaring like a trumpet. It is the sound of It is the sound, a battle call. It is a cry. And as I listened to Arthur Pawlowski, he was giving a pep talk to the truckers. This pep talk is like a priest's blessing before a war, as spoken of in Deuteronomy 20. He reminded me of William Wallace in the Braveheart movie.
Yep, yep.
Speaking to the men just before the cry has to go out. And we need to be encouraged by men such as yourself, Arthur, and even Tony Roma out is it California?
That's right, yep.
I'm just thrilled to see that there are a lot of people that are of a sound mind. I agree with what the caller Dan said as far as the percentage of people. And so I just want people to know that, you know what, it's important that we support ministries such as yours. I've been a Daughter of Liberty for several years, and even though I thought I wouldn't have any money to give, even though I haven't been working, the Lord has just made me. And so it is to him goes all the glory.
Amen. I appreciate that, Dinah. And friends, that was unsolicited. I'm going to pick up your lead on that, and I'm going to show you a couple things going on over there in Canada. It's going to infuriate some of you people, but again, in answering and in response to that of Dinah, I totally appreciated that. Again, that was unsolicited. We appreciate you. You keep us out there. You're giving seed to the sower, and we are busy showing you the fruit in our basket. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com does just that. It says, give and it shall be given, good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men shall give into your bosom. We don't give to get. We give because the end aim is more important as to what the Lord's going to bring forth concerning the harvest in his season. And he does just that, friends. He does just that. And he promises to those that give seed to the sower that he will rebuke the devourer for his name's sake. And does he do it? Absolutely, he does do that. But aside of all of that, again, thank you very much for that. That was very kind and, again, unsolicited. I want to go over to that of Canada right now because our friend Diana from Montana was just talking about what's going on over in Canada. Did you folks know? Remember that fringe minority that the mainstream media wants you to believe that is a minority when in fact the opposite is true once again? Isn't it interesting that it's such a fringe minority that Justin Trudeau, the little effeminate capitulating traitor, Luke 22:48, he had to leave his country because of the possible threats on his life, right? See, he can go ahead and assail the people that he's supposed to represent. He can assail them. He can threaten their livelihoods, but the minute that he feels threatened, he's got to run from the country. Whoa, that's not courage. That's cowardice. And the fact of the matter is he's not working for the people, and I'll show you that in just one moment. I wanted you to know that all those truckers over in Canada have raised over $10 million. Did you know that? Did you know that GoFundMe just came in and seized the $10 million concerning the trucker protest fundraising? There may be more details involved, but I'm going off this headline that's right in front of my face right now on TheEpicTimes.com. TheEpicTimes.com. Well, they decided, instead of giving it to themselves, you know what they're going to do? They're going to take the $10 million that they've raised that's been seized, and those truckers are going to give it to charities. Instead, you want to talk about real heart, folks? We're seeing really what we need to see. We're seeing real heart from them men in Canada. And you know what? They are brothers in arms. And I high five every one of you over there in Canada, even now. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the Inside Track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You asked for them. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. My goodness, I just got done sharing with you during the last segment, per that of our friend Diana from Montana, teeing it up for me, that GoFundMe froze the account, the $10 million that was raised for the truckers, while the truckers turned around and gave it to charities instead. I wanted to let you know, too, you want to add insult to injury. You know what the government over there in Canada did, friends, which is nothing short of a provocation of war, because that's exactly what it is. You know what the government did? And it's not Canadian government. It's corruption in that government, right? They told the people concerning the truckers that were in protest in mass, that if anybody was caught helping one of those truckers that was broken down on the side of the road, that they would suffer a $10,000 ticket violation. Does that not tell you, again, concerning the character, the wickedness of those that are calling the shot? Because Justin Trudeau is not calling the shots. Folks, he has a master that's pulling his strings, just like Joe Biden has a master pulling his strings. Don't think for, folks, that guy can't even think for himself, right? And it's been every president for how many decades in this country? And it's the same thing happening in France with Macron. Same thing happening in Germany with Merkel, friends. They're just doing what they're told to do. Well, I'll tell you what, it's time that we listen to the voice of God and do what we're commanded to do concerning the corrupt that are listening to corrupt and wicked men. Isaiah 26, verse 9, Psalm 97, Jeremiah 9, 24, Psalm 9, 16, and verse 17. Okay? I can go on and on and on, making reference to Scripture, folks, but it is time for you to act. It's time for you to act. Also read Joshua 24, verse 14 and 15, when you get a moment as well. But isn't this interesting? So they froze their account. GoFundMe did. Okay, and it shows you again who they're a part of. Here, can I just stop right there, and I want you to think about what I'm going to tell you next. Have you ever noticed that corporately across America, and I'm sure it happens all over the world, that when the government comes in, like, for example, do you remember 12, 13 years ago when the government came in and they tried to normalize the sodomite lifestyle, which is a felony in every state of our union? Wasn't it interesting to see Target go along with it? Wasn't it interesting to see Nike go along with it and Reebok go along with it and others go along with it on a massive scale? Isn't it interesting, too, that when you go across the country, all of those corporations and its restaurants, McDonald's went along with it, Burger King went along with it, it just across the boards. But did you notice that corporate America went right along in promoting the illegalities of corruption in American government? Friends, that defines fascism. Now, going back to the beginning of the pandemic, remember who fell to the sledgehammer of corruption in America? Small businesses. Matter of fact, we have a friend, Lisa Hansen, who just got out of jail, I believe, after 60 days. You know what she was thrown in jail for, friends? She was told by the judge in the courtroom that if she was to make reference to the U.S. Constitution one more time, she'd be held in contempt. The prosecutor wasn't even sworn into the U.S. Constitution, which shows you the dangers of what's going on. Both of those people should be thrown in jail. But instead, they took a restaurant owner who refused to shut down the second time, who served a cup of coffee. They threw her in jail for 60 days. Why do you suffer the abuse, Americans? I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. We need to stop corporate alliance. It's because what we're seeing today here in America is fascism. Whatever corruption says in government, you see the corporations go right along with it. That's how they push their agenda. It's exactly what they're trying to do right now. Because after the pandemic, they attacked the small businesses, 60% of which will never open up again. And instead of the American people suffering the abuse of shutting down their business and suffering the abuse of that tyrant in their particular state, wouldn't it make more sense for the tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of people in America to take the governor lawfully by the scruff of the shirt and throw him in jail? Why is that? And by the way, any judge in this country knows exactly what I'm talking about. They might say that's pretty extreme. No, it's not. It's pretty extreme that a governor would throw a woman, a grandmother, mind you, a wife, mind you, a friend of many in the state of Minnesota, mind you, for 60 days for serving up a cup of coffee. And what do the American people do? Nothing. Nothing. Ah, poor Lisa Hansen. Poor grandma's got to go sit in jail for 60 days with a bunch of criminals for doing absolutely nothing but serving a cup of coffee. But isn't it interesting? While she's under attack, all these corporations are flourishing right now. We need small businesses, friends. We need small businesses to take their place. Everywhere I go across the country, it's always the same options that are given to us. Always. Very far and few between do we find the little guy, because the little guy is who we want to support. And we look for the little guy. Folks, literally, almost every exit, McDonald's, Dairy Queen, Burger King, almost every single one of them, Hardee's, the list goes on. All those that are subservient to federal government in this fascist state, those are our options. When you go to clothing stores, what are they? All of those that are subservient to corruption in government, that's who they are. And they push the agenda that corruption in government wants pushed on the people. Now what they're trying to do is they're trying to force those corporations, which they're already hand in glove with, Isaiah 28 verse 18, to force you to have a vaccine mandate in America. Just ask the people that have been arrested in that of New York or Boston. Do you understand this? Do you understand the dangers of fascism? Because it's in full play in America today. We need the little guys back on the scene. The little guys need to come together and stand together against corruption and not look to just throw off unconstitutional edicts, but actually go after them on a personal level and hold them accountable concerning their crimes against the innocent. Oh, and my goodness, friends, we're way beyond that on a national level concerning the governors. They have the same access to the same information that I have and that you have. And I'm speaking of this plandemic. And isn't it interesting, friends, that just recently, speaking of which, Biden marks 900,000 COVID-19 deaths and urges get vaccinated, get your kids vaccinated. Right? This is brand new. This is the Washington Post. But isn't it interesting as well, friends, that I have data here from another whistleblower. Whistleblowers are coming out of the woodwork like mad. From every agency, from hospitals, from nurses to doctors, friends, to big pharma employees, exposing the fraud. Exposing the fraud. I just had a picture up a moment ago of a girl that was just recently, she's 28 years old, and I want to show you this, okay? He's telling you to go out and get your vaccination. I want to show you a picture of, this is Katrina Hermes. Hermes, okay? And I want you to listen carefully. A beautiful young girl. She went and got her shot, and I want you to see Katrina today. Because again, this is what they're telling you. Oh, and by the way, the 900,000 people that died from COVID, keep in mind how many times the PCR tests have been manufactured and the death tolls have been manufactured. And I'm going to give it to you in just a moment from another whistleblower that came into Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's operation there in D.C., I believe, that told us again what we already knew. This is all premised on a fraud, on a fraud. I want you to look at this beautiful little girl. This is her now after she got her shot. Okay? This is her now after she got her shot, her experimental jab. This is in England. Again, her name is Katrina Hermes. I want you to look at carefully, friends. She's got Bell palsy. She can't move. Her eyes are twitching like mad. She can't hold her mouth right. And we've been showing you videos like this since the very beginning of this pandemic. And yet they're pushing the initiative and the false narrative concerning the truth of the matter. You can't make this up. There is hundreds of thousands of these videos available if you're willing to look at them for what they are. This is the truth of the matter when it comes to these experimental jabs, friends. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'll take that phone call right on the other side here.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police are continuing to investigate a deadly shooting at an Aurora, Colorado church. The gunfire erupted late Friday night at the Igalia Faro de Luis Church during an event attended by 15 to 20 people. A 36-year-old woman died at the scene, and two men in their 40s were taken to the hospital with injuries. Aurora Police spokesman Matt Longshore believes the shooter knew at least of the victims. Louisiana and 15 states on Friday filed a new legal challenge against the federal government's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, arguing the dominance of the Omicron variant undercuts the justification for the mandate. Just over 10 million workers fall under the vaccination requirements, which apply to every facility that receives Medicare or Medicaid funding. USA Radio News. Two people are dead and two others wounded after a shooting at an apartment complex near Milwaukee. Brown Deer Police confirmed they have the suspect in custody. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office reporting a man and woman are dead. Police say one of the two others hurt is in critical condition. The GoFundMe fundraising platform said today they will automatically refund donations made to a trucker convoy in Canada protesting COVID-19 vaccine mandates after backlash. Just 24 hours ago, they said the funds would be going to established charities verified by GoFundMe. This as GoFundMe's actions are drawing scrutiny from across the nation, including Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who's calling it a fraud for GoFundMe to commandeer $9 million in donations sent to support truckers and give it to causes of their own choosing. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
+1 866 582 9933. We'll get right back to more topics in just a moment here. We got Heidi calling in from New Jersey. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Heidi?
Hi, Bevy. Thank you so much. I just need to tell you so many things. I can't believe it. I called a couple weeks ago. We were talking about why the men and the women are taking the brunt of the struggles. And last Saturday, 7 days ago, I was thinking of you. I could not stop thinking of you because I said to myself, Bradley's prayers are being answered. And then I just wanted to tell you that I was so excited about the whole thing that on Sunday at 2 o'clock, I was trying to tune you in and realize it was Sunday.
I didn't hear that last part.
I was trying to tune you in on Sunday at 2 o'clock in New York. And I said to myself, oh, my God, he's not on today. It's because it's Sunday.
I'm still on, but I do got a question for you, Heidi, since you're in New Jersey. What is it looking like in your particular area? What does New York City look like right now? What is the lay of the land? What's it like to, I want to go get something to eat. I want to go grocery shopping. What does that look like now in New York?
Well, the weather is so bad that we're all trapped inside.
Okay.
We haven't had a weekend without horrible weather for months. So we're really trapped because of the weather conditions.
Okay.
But the supermarkets, all the things, the supermarkets have lots of groceries. That's a miracle. And I can't really explain that to you because I'm a senior and I really am not out and about very much.
Okay.
But I want to say one more thing to you. In the commercials, which the news is sometimes so unbearable, that I turn on my vacuum cleaner, and last week I broke my vacuum cleaner, so I have to listen to the commercials again.
Well, I'm I'm glad you're chipper today. I really am. I mean, it's not that I'm not, but I'm glad that we're getting a little joy thrown in here.
Absolutely. And I just want to tell you one more thing. I was one of the people who called last year when the disease started, and I said people have got to turn off their televisions. And Bradley,
right.
we're a spectator country. It's not that we're just not spiritual. We're spectators. We're so used to being spectators that we're not getting off our butts to do anything because we're watching everybody else do everything.
Yeah, they're waiting for the bad guys to set the next narrative. I totally agree. It's insane.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say that I was talking to someone who we have like minds and we both watch you and listen to you. And I was saying to her, well, they're not going to have a war until after the taxes get collected. And we've been thinking about, oh, they won't. The people won't get off their asses until after the Super Bowl. But now we got the Olympics, so
yeah.
There's more reasons for them to do nothing.
Yeah.
That's it. I love you. You're wonderful.
Thank you, Heidi. Totally appreciate it. I got to watch that though, guys. James 1:26, Ephesians 4:29. I want to get over to the next point here. I'm glad people are happy. My goodness. I mean, you know what? All the more power to you. Seriously. I guess I have a different joy here, bearing the cross, Hebrews 12, verse 2. And this is a plow, there's no question about it, and we're going to keep plowing here. But I just highlighted during the last segment just the lies. This is why I'm saying, friends, you have the opportunity right now. The mainstream media, they're useful idiots, those in the CIA that are controlling it through the Mockingbird media, they need to be held accountable. Shut them down. Shut the corrupt politicians down. You're going to have a completely, folks, your country is going to be different in a month, if it even takes that long. This is the problem. These are the ones that are creating this continuous warfare, which, by the way, the fourth president of the United States of America, James Madison, said that no country could endure a continual warfare. It's these two groups of people that are creating all of this. And by the way, 98% of what you're dealing with right now is completely contrived. All the issues that you're dealing with right now is corruption in government working with big pharma, the medical industry, to wield more control over your lives through an invisible enemy. Nothing new under the sun. Let me show you this again. Biden marks 900,000. This is the guy that's responsible for treason. This is the guy that he's got no brains in his head. He's an empty suit. You know he is. He's not the president of the United States of America, no matter how much they want you to believe that he is. And interestingly enough, he's there attacking the American people. And just like Heidi said from New Jersey just now, the American people are spectators. And by the way, Heidi, that was one of my first messages when I got saved over 23 years ago. And the name of the message that I had during that particular time is, it's got to suck to be a spectator. Never been a spectator. Even when I was a heathen, I was never a spectator. Always been a doer. Always. But isn't this insane? Friends, the people are just waiting for the bad guys to set the next narrative. Well, here's your next narrative, Americans. Biden marks 900,000 COVID-19 deaths and urges. Well, let's go to another one of those I told you so's, because we have another whistleblower, a DOH whistleblower, says COVID inflated for profit. Of course. They are manufacturing statistics to keep this all alive. Do you understand? Yes, I hope you do. And again, I'm not talking down on you, friends. Just a little frustrated with what people put up with in this country, and it sickens me. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. So let's go, in contrast to what the lying mainstream media just told you, that there's now over 900,000 COVID deaths. It's all manufactured, as I've been saying since the very beginning of this pandemic. Check this out.
It's interesting. It's the elephant in the room that you're not allowed to talk about. COVID is never going to end if we don't start calling this out.
Tell us your name, your title, where you work.
My name is Jean Stagg. I am a nurse was a nurse with United Healthcare, Community and State Plan of Louisiana. Specifically, I do inpatient utilization management coordination.
And how long have you done that for?
I've worked for United about 7 years. About the last 2 years is when I've done the inpatient utilization specifically.
What brought you here today? Why come to Project Veritas?
Well, I've been seeing some cases come over that were coded as COVID-19 that I felt should not have been coded as COVID-19. I've tried to raise awareness to my leadership and even with the Fraud, Waste, and Abuse Department, and it just kind of fell on deaf ears.
Yeah, I want to tell you why it falls on deaf ears, because those ears that are deaf to the truth are making profit off the lie that's being spoken. They're deaf to the truth because they're profiting from the lie. That's what's happening here.
And I do have a few patients that, you know, they went in for reasons outside of COVID symptoms, but they are still being counted on our census as a COVID admission. So that may be, you know, showing some higher numbers as well. They did test positive for COVID, but they went in for other reasons. But they are still being counted in our numbers.
Yeah, they're being counted in the numbers because I spent over the last 3 weeks telling you what I've told you for the last 3 years, that they're incentivized to create the result. Okay? Remember the administrators in the hospitals? Checked it out in my own backyard. It's exactly what's happening. It's happening in your own communities. It's coming to your front door, Amos 6:3, just like the word said it would. If you're going to tolerate the wicked, it's going to come to your front door. If you're going to tolerate it and not do as I say, it's coming. It's coming. Rest assured, it's coming. I told you that the administrators, if they administer the PCR test, they get a bonus. I told you when that of doctors and nurses, as they call themselves, admit someone into the hospital, it has to be that they're admitted for COVID, nothing else, they get a bonus. If someone is given remdesivir, which shuts down your body's organs, or they put you on a mechanical ventilator, they get a bonus. They're being paid to betray their own people, and they're doing it, opposite of their oath. Okay? If somebody dies, guess what? The coroner equates the death, regardless if they were decapitated, they died of lung cancer, a heart attack, whatever the case might be. If the coroner says it was COVID because they need the numbers, because that's what this is all about, they're going to get paid by the federal government to lie to you. And guess what the federal government's doing, friends? Let me remind you that you're the ones paying for your own demise. The federal government is stealing your tax dollars and paying other people to lie about your health, your stats, your death, whatever the case might be. This is all self-inflicted. Numbers 32:23 comes to my aid. Let's get back to this whistleblower.
So any questions?
She's talking to her leadership, and not one person said a word in response to the truth that she just gave them. Not a one of them in the hospital.
Yeah, thank you so much, John. That was great.
Well, that's odd. You identified that there were problems, and who are you speaking to there?
Well, this was our daily leadership call, so it's all of our leadership at the Louisiana Health Plan, and every Wednesday I report off on our COVID inpatient numbers. You can see the trends. Obviously, we're concerned about when we see the spikes and the peaks, and so I try to explain why we're having peaks. It's not necessarily because we have patients that are
critically ill. The peaks are those that are willing to lie about what's going on.
These are just patients that are showing up on our daily census as a primary admitting diagnosis of COVID-19.
When did you first notice this trend of patients as COVID?
Some of them are legitimately COVID-19. But starting in around March of 2020,
so that's when everybody realized they were going to get paid to betray, and that's exactly what they've been doing ever since. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. One more segment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You know, I gotta say this, there's, just saying something to the whole Canada issue right now because there's a lot of backlash coming up, but there's a lot of defiance, lawful defiance concerning corruption in government in that particular country. It's beginning to look like a lot of the said representatives of Canada are now rising to the level of expectation concerning that level of which they should have risen to 2.5-3 years ago. Why are they doing it now? Because the people are saying that we're not putting up with this. Okay? It's really precipitating war. And to suggest that it's not is disingenuous, insincere, or it's just plain stupidity on your part. But I want to say this, it's not the people that are precipitating war. It's corruption. And again, the great wonder of the day is how one people control millions. Instead of the millions dealing with the corrupt, the people will, in the millions, put up with the corruption of the one. And it's interesting as well, these said representatives can lead their people to a war. And I want to say this, and I said it yesterday, if they want a war, let them fight it. Because you can rest assured, as I've said, that if they're the ones that are going to create the war and you tell them to go fight the war, that there's not going to be a war. Let them fight it. I was talking earlier about how they're trying to lead people and corral people through forced compliance measures, which are completely illegal on a global basis. There's Nuremberg Code. into a new system of government. And I got a hold of a video yesterday, and I want you to see it. And I also want you to pay attention, put this up against 1 Kings 13:33, how the corrupt will use the debased to do their biddings for them. Okay? Hollywood, who has zero credibility, those movie stars, those rock stars who speak for no one, for the most part, they want you to believe that they are speaking on your behalf. Isn't it interesting how when they talk about issues of the day concerning morality, isn't it interesting how they use movie stars or singers in the RB world to set the standard of more immorality? I mean, folks, you know, let me equate it to this. You know, there's a lot of talk amongst today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals. They're good for nothing. Matthew 5:13. They really are. You know what they're doing? They're talking about how Whoopi Goldberg has been now kicked off The View. Well, let me say this. Whoopi Goldberg doesn't speak for me. She doesn't speak for the America as we know it. I mean, the woman is responsible for how much corruption, and she wants you to believe that she's the standard. I mean, to suggest that she speaks for the American people and it's a big deal that she got kicked off The View, who was paying attention to her anyways? But isn't it interesting how the powers that are tolerated put the likes of a Whoopi Goldberg, how many abortions has that woman had? I mean, oh, Bradley, you're judgmental. Nope, I'm just giving you the judge's word. If you feel condemned, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because there is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us all free from the law of sin and death. Okay? Need not apply here. Bear your own reproach, because I'm not taking it. But isn't it interesting, going back to the video and audio that I'm going to play for you even now, that they put up the immoral as if to suggest that they speak for us. No, they don't. They speak for their masters. And keep in mind, they are the puppets. And what you're about to see right now is what they are in fact trying to corral you into. And I want you to listen carefully, friends, because this is not a joke. But again, no one else would endorse this, but the corrupt. Okay? You ready for this one? Luke Rudkowski asked the question on one of his posts. He's the guy that posted this. What in the world order blank is this? Listen carefully and watch this.
If you want to get back to your favorite places and feel confident they have put your health and safety first,
look for the Well Health Safety Seal.
Look for the Well Health Safety Seal.
Look for the Well Health Safety Seal.
I'm Dr. Richard Carmona, the 17th Surgeon General of the United States of America. This is the Well Health Safety Seal from the International Well Building Institute, the global authority on healthy buildings.
The Well Health Safety Rating was informed by years of research and input from hundreds of leading virologists, public health experts, epidemiologists, and building professionals around the world.
You'll see it at schools, offices, banks,
wow.
Childcare centers.
What's on the horizon, friends? What are they forecasting here?
The Well Health
here?
Safety Seal means that we'll feel better going into restaurants,
theaters, stores, hotels,
stadiums, to all the places that we love.
Everything may look the same, but the Well Health Safety Seal means that your health and safety are top of mind when it comes to
cleaning and sanitizing procedures,
air and water quality management,
emergency preparedness programs,
and health services.
So look for the Well Health Safety Seal outside
and feel more confident going inside.
Oh.
Learn more about the Well Health Safety Rating at wellhealthsafety.com.
Oh my goodness.
If you want to get back,
isn't that the lady that many believe she's a hermaphrodite? Male, female, all in one. Yeah, that was her. Aren't these the individuals that are responsible for aiding the demoralization of America? Yes, they are. And the world, by the way. Yes, they are. But they're telling you on the behalf of the medical industry and those that are looking out for you that these are going to be the seals on the doors of the buildings and schools and hospitals and hotels that you go to now. What are they forecasting, Americans? They only can forecast to a people that are submissive. Make yourself sheep, and the wolves will devour, and the wolves are devouring. Okay? But again, what do they have to do? They have to make an appeal to the debased to give the message that no one else will give, or, might I add, receive. Because this does not apply to the America that I know. And isn't it, again, interesting that we hear nothing of law concerning any of this pandemic taking place? I've got 3 minutes left. I want to end the show. I'm going to stay on this topic until we win the day. It's just that simple. Okay? I want to bring you over to Europe. There's a mass funeral protest for children who have now died from Pfizer shots, and tens of thousands who have died in Europe, and 3.5 million injuries were recorded following COVID-19 shots, following the experimental jab. Just had a guy on this last week where his son was mandated to get the shot, and if he didn't do it, he was going to lose his job. 7 days later, his son dies from the shot, and he goes back to the employer and says, you're accountable for what just happened. They are saying their hands are clean of it. The insurance company is saying their hands are clean of it. Do you understand? They think that they're 007, that they have a license to kill, and that they're not going to be held accountable. That's exactly what's happening. And they're all in it together. Even the local newspaper refused to tell the truth on the obituary. Do you understand? That's in America. That's right in our backyard here, friends. I want to show you, I cannot pronounce it, Marche Blanche is what it says. And these are kids that have died over in Europe from the experimental jabs. And we're going to see much of this in America. You can rest assured. Check this. The parents carrying the little bodies of their children from Pfizer shots. Mothers crying. Protesters all over the place. The parents should have knew better, but they didn't want to listen to us conspiracy theorists, did they? And I'm not saying that to drive it, but the bottom line is, you don't subject your children to something that you dare not subject yourself to. My goodness, folks, we don't stand up for the little people. You think the Lord's going to stand up for us? Read Jonah 2:8 when you get a moment. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. Again, the kids are paying the price, just like in America, 62 million unborn murdered through an oligarchy because government said so. Well, it's not American government. I'm here to tell you that. If it stands in contrast to God's moral law, it's null and void, said William Blackstone. And who was he? He was one that helped establish English common law in America. John Locke said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. In America, if you're not going to be the law, this is exactly what's going to continue on. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in one day in 23 hours. 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to book us. We're out on the road again in a week and a half. 1-866-233-0747. Consider supporting us, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.